we begin our coverage of the Blind Information Technology Specialists Vendor Showcase with Neil Kuniansky, who tells us what's new from Duxbury Systems.
New languages added. Probably the biggest and most popular will be Hebrew, Arabic, Indonesian, and Malaysian. There is a new localization, so all of the menus within the program can be switched to another language. So if you have a volunteer or someone using the program who's a Spanish speaker, they can switch all the menus and everything to Spanish, use it in their native language as opposed to having an English interface. The Swift mechanism for going straight to Braille from Microsoft Word has been greatly improved. And Word itself, we ship with a transcriber set of templates for Microsoft Word as well as built-in macros for Word to allow transcribers to use Word as a very powerful tool for editing and quicker production of certified level Braille. So we're talking, you know, incredibly approaching perfect Braille straight from Word. One of the people at APH who's beta testing this says that her production has tripled with this feature, which was way more than I expected. Then there are also a lot of new user-friendly features that we've done, including the windowing and display system, which is more Windows compliant. So if someone has their Windows system for specific color combinations or text sizes, et cetera, that will apply within Duxbury as well automatically now. There are also cursor locators within Duxbury. The program will ship with settings files for JAWS, and there's more testing going on with the other screen readers as well. You can have multiple settings for single embossers with specific names. So let's say you have a Juliet Pro. You can have one setting for wide paper. You can have another setting for narrow paper, etc. A biggie is integrating GoodFeel music files. So now you can insert a GoodFeel music file into your Duxbury document. So if you're doing any music textbooks, improved import and transcription and translation of mathematical information from LaTeX files, both in terms of Nemeth, Bach, which is a British Braille math code, the UEBC Braille math code, which is built in, as well as a French Braille math code, the Braille table of contents generator. And that can list either Braille page references, print page references, or both in your Braille document. That's just the highlights. Thank you very much for the time. And I apologize for rushing through this so much, but you guys were kind enough to squeeze us in. We're at booth 58, Duxbury Systems. Reach us on the web. That's about it. If you have Duxbury and you want to know about updating it, the easiest way is just to call or email us with your license number, and then we can tell you quickly how much the update will be or whether it will be just a free download for you. No price increases. The program, brand new, is still only $595. And that's it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Neil.
Thank you very much, Frank.